Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
In 3 minutes, a detailed report confirming our earlier report this morning. Ron Paul votes not counted in New Hampshire. It's admitted. They've officially retracted in the town, saying they gave him zero. They've got areas where it's just, I'm going to recap it all this hour. More coming in. Beth Harris coming back on. Breaking news. They've stolen it. The Paul campaign has to pay for a recount. $67,000. Pay it. You got 20 mil. More pouring in. Get in there. Expose what's happening. Beth Harris is reporting that a top cocaine trafficker is in the company that ran all this. It's always the same MO. It's a good old boys club. We'll see if that's confirmed later. But if she's already talking about it, you know, you're 98% confirmed. It's they rule. And as soon as you figure that out, we can start beating them. Who's up first here? Who's up first? I'm going to take some calls. Lawrence in Hollywood. You're on the air, Lawrence.
Hey, I just want to commend you guys, first of all. You know, true patriots are working to find solutions, to work together, even with the status quo to a degree.
Well, we're just doing whatever we can to fight the New World Order, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, here, I mean, I got some facts about California, but here I want to mention 2004 election was rigged by the voter machines, of course. Now, who knows how many votes were added for Bush? He supposedly got 59 million
votes.
Well,
Ohio made him win, and the people that did it have gone to prison. It's confirmed.
Right. Now, but the thing is, there was another factor in that. There was the Swift Boat ads, but there was something else. There were millions of people who didn't vote for Kerry. That we know that turnout was pretty low. I mean, it was under 60%. We know that for a fact. But how many millions of people didn't vote for Kerry because maybe they went to a website and saw Bush and Kerry with a skull and bones in between the two of them, and they said, well, you know, we're not going to vote for either of these guys, you know. And that, to a degree, is what we're finding answers to this time, and you guys are working hard to find an answer to that problem and then make sure that doesn't happen to Obama or Ron Paul so that maybe we can get people to actually show up and vote for Obama.
Well,
or
it's
Ron
clear
Paul.
That Hillary is the anointed. Obama certainly is New World Order, but he doesn't have murders under his belt. He's not Hillary. I appreciate your call. And look, they're cheating Obama. That's clear. We're just reporting the facts. I don't like him. I mean, personable, he's a nice, smart fella, and I don't hate him because he doesn't have the baggage of Hillary. But you watch, he'll end up being her VP, okay? Something sneaky. So let's not get into a total love fest with him. Let's go to Charles in Louisiana, then Jason. Charles, you're on the air, my friend. Go ahead.
Ms. Jones?
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
I'd like to know something. I always agree with you and everything, but I'm starting to wonder about Ron Paul not making a gripe. Why ain't he really getting more forceful about this? People's got faith in him. He needs to start griping about this a lot more and bring this to the forefront.
Well, I mean, the New Hampshire's only been over for 12 hours, so they're studying it. They got to be careful. They got to analyze. Give them some time. But, yeah, I'm going to go completely ape if they don't pay for the recount and if they don't make a big deal out of this because he definitely is getting robbed.
Well, I talk to people that say that Ron Paul State, Texas, has got the most control under the federals out of all the states. And I want to know why. I would like to ask him a question. I support him. Why ain't he really? He better get to the forefront on this, or I'm going to lose faith in him, Alex. He's too calm about this.
Well, he is calm. He's also exhausted. He's been working by.
Yeah, I understand. Well, I know people have met him, in Idaho and all that, and people, you know, they report back to me. But my friend, I want you to take it easy right now. I mean, you just got over being sick. I'm sick right now. Take it easy, Alex, because we need you, you know.
Well, believe me, this kind of stuff gets me fired up, and I'm better now. I did have strep throat, and thank you for those kind words, Charles. But listen. We've caught them red-handed. There's all these goons laughing at us this morning going, ha-ha, you're making it up that they're not counting his votes. Ha-ha, on these websites, you're a conspiracy theorist. Cram this down your throat. They admit it, Charles. We caught them red-handed.
I mean, but you know, let me tell you something, Jarvis, you're doing a wonderful job. It's the American people that don't fight. Now, our listeners, just our listeners alone, if they could just get out and get these words out of it, just make up a paper or tell people about your website, we got to fight harder, Alex.
We got to, Charles, and you keep fighting. I love you. Take care down there in Louisiana. We'll be right back.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, in about 15 minutes, I'm going to go back to your calls. I'm going to recap all the top stories. Ron Paul openly, at every level, was cheated in New Hampshire. Not just his poll numbers being double what he actually got. Not just that he got in dozens of townships zero votes, not just that they show 500, 600, 200, 300 uncounted votes or other, not just that they took his name off the pie chart on CNN. We have a major township saying that he got zero votes. Witnesses came forward and said, we voted for him. And they said, okay, there are a bunch of votes for him. Caught red-handed. It just went up on prisonplanet.com right now. We're going to read that report in its entirety after this guest is on with us. New Hampshire district admits Ron Paul vote skewed. Well, I would just say Ron Paul vote not counted. Change that headline, Watson. I know you're doing a great job, but it's not skewed. It was not counted. Ron Paul votes not counted. They have been caught red-handed. See, I mean, we've been conditioned to not use strong enough language here. All of the latest is coming up, ladies and gentlemen. I am just hopping mad. Now, before we go to our guest, who is a Vietnam vet himself, he was acting medic there when their medic got killed in Vietnam, had a lot of experience there. You know, I know a lot of middle-class people. I even know quite a few wealthy people. And all the time I hear about their sister, their brother, their cousin, or them, their child falls off a jungle gym in front of 20 witnesses, breaks a finger. falls out of the tree, falls out of the jungle gym in the backyard or the playhouse, breaks a toe, breaks a foot. My mother broke her arm. I broke bones falling out of trees. My mother would have been CPS back in the 50s, gone forever. And I talked to them. I mean, folks, here in Austin, your child bruises their eye. Your child, they come to school, fall off their skateboard when they're 10. CPS is coming. Your child tells them, I fell off my skateboard. They don't care. When I dislocated my shoulder when I was like 12, wrestling in a pool, you know, chicken fighting on somebody's shoulders, my dad is a dentist, oral surgeon. He said, I'm taking you into Mesquite to go to the hospital. Now, they're going to ask you how this happened. Be very careful and tell them that I didn't do this. And I thought, why are you telling me that? Just get me to the hospital. Sure enough, doctor comes in. Did your parents do this to you? And I said, no, it happened in a pool. How did it happen? It's a secret police nation of scum. The CPS is five times more likely to abuse you in every case. That is federal numbers. They are filled with pedophiles and criminals. That's come out in the news. Just like the voting machine companies are full of coke dealers and drug runners and CIA operatives. That's all coming out right now. We're run by crooks. Now, I'm not saying there aren't good social workers or help old ladies and different divisions of it, and a few of the social workers are. That's why social workers have a 50% turnaround a year. The good ones get out. So I'm going to shut up now and go to our guest. His son was hanging on his sister's car. She drove into the... I did the exact same type of things with cousins and people. Got a little bruise. CPS comes, and they SWAT team them, everything else. Here to break this down, this is out of Newcastle, Colorado, is the father, Tom Shiflett. And Tom, thanks for coming on with us, sir.
You're welcome.
You've got the floor. Just tell us in a nutshell what happened.
Well, my boy was goofing around. They were delivering hand flyers for the trailer park. My sister was going. His sister was coming home from a babysitting job, and stopped to ask my wife if they needed the car, and she told her no. Well, John ran up and grabbed the door handle, was jerking on it, laughing at her, and she told him to turn loose. Well, she thought he did, and she stepped on the gas, moved forward, and he hadn't turned loose, and he tripped and slammed his head on the pavement. And he got a little bruise, but he got a big knot. It was big. And somebody seen it, and I want to make this plain. I'm not upset with the person that called the paramedics, because I know him, and I haven't talked to him, but I did find out who it was that called, and he knows this family, and he did it out of kindness and concern. And I have no animosity towards the person at all. But it was the paramedic when they came that I didn't call for. And they asked my wife, she was standing outside with the landlady, and asked my wife, because she delivers milk to us every week, and if she could, they could come in and see the boy. And my wife said, well, just a minute, let me ask my husband. Well, she came in the house. And she didn't shut the door. Now, most people don't know this, but an open door is license for entry. That's legal. That's law. Well, they followed her in, and she told me, Tom, these people want to look at John. And because I was dealing with John, I had my back to him. I turned around and said, well, I said, where'd you come from? I said, I didn't call you. I didn't call an ambulance. He said, well, somebody in the neighborhood called and said there was an injury here, and they wanted to examine the boy. I said, you can look at him, but you're not going to examine him. So they looked at his head. See, when you get a head injury and you get hit on the head, if it swells up, that's a good sign.
Yeah, if not, it's a subdermal hematoma.
Yeah, because if it didn't, they would tell you that's internal damage. There would be dilation of the eye.
Oh, come on. My head had goose eggs on it every week.
Yeah, okay. So I know this. Because of the training I went through, but I'm not qualified, so we'll skip over that. And anyway, I had the kids crush me up some ice and make an ice pack, and I stripped his pants and shirt off him to see if there was any other injuries. Because I checked him on the road for broken bones or anything, but he didn't seem like he could get up and walk, so I picked him up and carried him. I put his head up against my shoulder, and I lifted him up carefully and come home with him. And set him on the couch, and we elevated his feet and covered him up with a down comforter.
I understand. Go ahead and finish the story, though. What happened?
Well, they called for a medic bag, and somebody went out and got a big bag of, I don't know, medical tools, I guess. And this one gal started to pull a stethoscope out and an air pressure belt, or a blood pressure belt. And I said, no. I said, wait a minute. I said, you could look at him. I said, I told you you couldn't examine him. I don't want you people here. I didn't call you, and you are trespassing.
By the way, statistically, in common life, everybody I know that goes, I mean, all the people I know, most people I know that have died go in to have some minor surgery and die of infections. It's so dangerous getting in their clutches. And I'm not even saying paramedics are bad, but in San Antonio, they came to a site, thought the girl was dead for hours, and put her under a tarp till the medical examiner saw her, and then she died. So, I mean, so the point is that he's got a knot on his head, probably got a concussion. They can't do anything. The brain surgery isn't needed, and you're sitting there watching him. And so what? You tell him to leave. What happens next? I mean,
the landlord was in, because he has a voluntary fire department here in the area. He's the chief of the fire department. He monitors calls. Well, he knew they were here, so he came over. And he told him, look, you guys are just causing more trouble than this guy needs. Why don't you just leave? So they went outside, and this one woman that was with the paramedics, she got kind of huffy. And when I told him, no, you can't do this, because she had the stethoscope in her hand, she put her hands on her hips and looked at this other guy and went, and I guess she wanted to do her training.
So to make a long story short, they went and called the SWAT team on you. What happened?
Well, they called the sheriff's office. And they sent, that night they sent out a couple of deputies, and they said, well, look, somebody from the ambulance service was pretty concerned about the boy, da 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 da. They said, can we see him? I said, no, he's asleep. I said, he's okay. He's all right. And they said, well, that's all we wanted him on. And they smiled, waved at me, and left. Well, next morning when I got up, here's two social workers standing at the door. Well, she didn't get the satisfaction from the sheriff, so she called the social services. Social services all but told me that I was not qualified to take care of my boy. And I told them my experiences, just like you've understood. So I can't get into all of it now. But, and I looked at the kid, and I said, I looked at the man, and I said, you tell me who's more qualified to take care of my boy, you or me? And he started talking about something else. Well, at that time, my landlord had come up behind him. Now, how he got wind of all this, I don't really know. It happened.
We
got to
move along, though, sir. Finish up the story.
So he said, I said, no, answer my question. He said, and he looked at the ground, and he said, you are. And I asked my landlord, I said, did you hear that? He said, yeah, I did. Well, they left, got a court order, a couple of them, two warrants, one to take John to the hospital, one for a search warrant. Now, the sheriff is saying that they would have sent two guys, blah, 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 blah. But I had been previously arrested for assault with a deadly weapon. But under Make My Day law here in Colorado, I was within my jurisdiction. The sheriff told me I wasn't. They arrested me, cost me my rent money to get my bail out. When I did go to court, I got a letter from the DA. Satan, we're not.
I understand, sir. You weren't convicted of that. I understand. So they
right.
Send a SWAT team. Please tell us what happened.
Well, that's the reason they sent the SWAT team. They said two officers out with warrants. Nobody told me they had a warrant. They come out after 10 o'clock. They always do. When it's dark, they know everybody's getting ready to go to bed. They know if people are home. And they told me, I looked down through the window, and they told me, if we can see your boy, this whole thing will be over. It'll be settled. I said, you're telling me if you can see my boy, that this is going to stop. They said yes. No, they didn't tell me they had a warrant. That's what they told me. It was a ruse. I knew it when they did it. I called for John, and the minute I called for John, he came in the kitchen to look out the window. I seen a line of about 6-8 people coming up the fence line, and I knew what was going to happen. And I turned around and said, kids, get away from the door. Get away. And about that time, the door got slammed with a battering ram.
Stay there. I want to hear what happened once they came in on the other side. And then, folks, complete Ron Paul coverage. We have caught him red-handed in New Hampshire in the middle of fraud. We're talking to Tom Shiflett, Vietnam veteran and medic in Vietnam, whose son hit his head on the concrete, had a bruise, and the ninnying public all showed up. And then they got SWAT team. You'll hear what happened once he did get sent to the doctor. Nothing. Nothing wrong with him. Well, stay with us.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi, Ken. It's Judy again. I just wanted to call you back and let you know how thankful Mike and I are for your working with us. You know the Sun Oven we ordered from you on KenSolar.com? It cooks all of our food and then some. Plus, we just sold the old gas barbecue. Also, the solar-powered generator reduced our electric bill just like you said it would, and it's powering my whole studio right now. We don't have to worry about our food going bad or surviving the outages anymore, either of which is huge. Well, Ken, I'll cut this one short for now, and thanks again. Go, Ken Solar!
Get the best of both worlds. Solar power for your household essentials and a backup generator all in one. Perfect for hurricane seasons. No long gas lines, no fumes, and no noise. Lower your electric bill and be prepared year-round. Complete solar kits for under $1,200. See the complete solar power generator kit at KenSolar.com. Order your solar power generator from Ken's website at KenSolar.com.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
All right, we go now back to Newcastle, Colorado. Huge breaking Ron Paul news in the next segment. Huge election fraud news. And on Obama, he's been cheated as well. There's no doubt. Tom Shiflett, I want to help you, sir. I want to try to get people to, you say you're looking for some type of legal aid, people in Colorado, support, whatever. But finish up in a nutshell, sir. Because I had to set you up on the day when everything's going to Hades in a handbasket with the situation in New Hampshire. I mean, specifically, what did the SWAT team do? And then go through what the doctor actually said. You know, in the end, here it is in the local newspaper. The doctor said that he needed Tylenol, ice to treat the bruises, And that there was nothing wrong with him, just a bruise on his head from falling off the car. Go ahead, sir. What happened with the SWAT team?
They came in at gunpoint, both my daughter's faces. They slammed the kids to the floor, drove one daughter halfway down the hall and over the edge of the couch and threw her on the floor, put a knee in the back of one of my daughters, told everybody to put their hands on the back of their in the back. And they pushed me up against kitchen cabinets and handcuffed me with plastic cuffs. They handcuffed my wife with plastic cuffs and handcuffed one of my daughters with cuffs. They set us down and they said, "We don't want to be doing this. We don't want to be here. We don't want to do this."
But this is your fault.
We have orders. What's that?
Yeah, we have orders and it's always your fault.
Yeah, we have orders. And I said, "Well, if you don't want to be doing it, what are you doing it for?" And on all of this, nobody, until I was handcuffed, told me that they had warrants.
That's a no-knock warrant. That's called a no-knock. But let me just expand. They don't have a right to walk in just because your door is open. I know you think that and somebody told you that. And it might be different in Colorado, but I know how it is in Texas. But let me just expand on something here for a moment. They're all this force, drawn guns, loaded weapons, slamming kids on the ground, the trauma, and you never threatened anybody. You never did anything. You just said, "I'm a parent, and I don't want to have you in here." What happened next?
I didn't even say that to them. But what happened next is they took John into custody. I had to call John out of the kitchen. He's the only one they didn't touch.
Now,
he was standing back there in the kitchen and said, "Don't touch me, don't touch me." So they didn't. And I called him out. I said, "Look, these guys are going to take you to the hospital." The doctor did a complete CAT scan. When they brought him back, the sheriff came back with a social worker, and she said they did a complete CAT scan, and they couldn't find anything wrong, and he had an aftercare sheet to tell me what he needed done. And all it said was to keep an ice pack on the bruise and put antiseptic ointment on any abrasions to keep him moist.
And now you're going to get a $50,000 bill.
No, I'm not. I told him, "You take him, you bring him back." I said, the social worker said, "We can pay for this." I said, "You can?" I said, "But will you?" They never answered me. They did this whole thing. I didn't do it.
They're just looking for kids to put on Saudi flights to Saudi Arabia.
Yeah. But I was told that if I did this interview, I could have a certain few minutes here. I want to challenge the presidential nominees. All of them. I want, if they don't hear this, and if their aides and their committees don't pick up this, that's their fault. But I want to challenge them. Whoever becomes president of this nation to represent this people and to protect this country, I want them to stand on my door, shaking my hand, telling me that I am going to do everything I can to redress laws that do not protect you. And then I'm going to be waiting for that person, that president. I'm going to be waiting for him to do that. And I want him to know that all America is going to be watching.
Well, I'll tell you this. We're going to have to do it ourselves, sir. We're going to have to expose it. And a lot of these social workers aren't bad.
You guys are the ones that vote for the president. So do it yourself.
Well, that's
but
what we're talking about, sir. There is no election
nobody's
now.
Helped me yet.
It's all staged, sir. It's all staged. But listen, I'm just trying here with you to expose it. It's the exposure that has the effect. And the point is,
it's been exposed.
Yeah.
It's not only on national news, sir, but it's on international news. I found out this morning from my son-in-law that his uncle's girlfriend worked for BBC. They already sent him the story.
Yeah, well, it is on the news wires, and we're really honored to have you with us. Sir, Mr. Shiblett, how can we help you? You said you wanted some help with the Legal Defense Fund or for people to give you advice.
No, I don't want a fund. I want some lawyer that's an American to stand up and say, "Hey, this is a bunch of crap. This man was violated, and I'm going to take his case to court for nothing. And I don't care if he sues him for billions of dollars. He can have it all. I don't want it. I want justice."
I understand. Give people your... You want to give out your contact info?
Well, the thing is, it didn't happen to me, sir. It happened to every father in America.
No, I understand.
It happened to every mother in America.
But, sir, you are the plaintiff. You are the person and your son who were violated. You must file the suit.
To do is talk to a lawyer.
Okay, well, stay there real fast. I'm going to try to find out how you want people to contact you on the other side, sir.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Now that we are in the midst of the presidential primaries, Republican candidate Ron Paul needs our support more than ever. Ron Paul stands for the issues that need to be addressed and not glossed over and forgotten like the globalist crowd being fielded. Unlike other candidates, Ron Paul takes a stand to follow what our forefathers envisioned America to be through the Constitution. Dr. Paul will restore sound money, eliminate the IRS, prevent the NAU, get us back to our constitutional roots, and guard our nation here at home by bringing home the troops. Show your support for Ron Paul today. Go to ronpaulstickers.com to find the latest Ron Paul promotional media to help promote our last hope for America. Yard signs, bumper stickers, window decals, buttons, car magnets, and much more. Support Ron Paul. Take the stand for the traditional values that America needs. Go to ronpaulstickers.com and help get the word out about Ron Paul. This is our chance, America. Stand up. Now is the time to act.
We all know that Berkey Water Systems are the only trusted name in water filtration available on the market. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, and radon-222. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer the best deal in the world on the web for Berkey Light Water Systems. Order the Berkey Light System today and we'll include 2 black Berkey elements and 3 sport Berkey water bottles for only $209 with free shipping. That's right, free shipping and the 3 sport Berkey water bottles, a $90 value free for a limited time. Just call Jeff at 562-544-0507 now to order. That's Jeff at 562-544-0507. Or click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's twradios.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
Look, the government's always got a good reason for what they do. Oh, we're going to SWAT team you to get the illegal drugs. Meanwhile, you find out the drug cartels in the 30s lost their monopoly. They lobbied to make narcotics illegal so they could ship them in, make bigger profits, and corrupt the police. Now, no, the CPS is going to come grab your child because somebody saw the child hit their head and you're not giving them medical attention. And again, I understand the control freak mentality of how this begins, how this starts, but it always leads to greater evils. I remember growing up a few times, I'd see something I thought didn't look right, but as long as it wasn't hurting somebody else, my dad would say, just mind your own business. I remember my uncle saying, mind your own business. And that's what I do. I just mind my own business. It's a real good thing to do. And start worrying about the government, ladies and gentlemen, that brings more hurt to the world than anything else on this planet. Finishing up with Tom Shiflett. Did the SWAT teams wait there while the other police and social workers took your son? How did that all end up?
Well, the social workers weren't here when the SWAT team took the son. I told John to go with a certain officer, and I told him to bring him back. They said, well, we'll call you and let you know where you can pick him up. I said, no. You taking him, you bring him back. He said, well, we can do that. Well, they took John, and they all left.
They by that time they had cut the plastic cuffs off of us because they seen we weren't going to resist. I have never resisted on any arrest I have. They can't give you proof that I did. When they left, we walked around the house here for a while, and my wife called some people to pray. So what happened was, I got ready. Everybody went to bed. I got ready to go to bed. It was about 2:30, and I was sitting on the couch in the living room, and I started to get up, but I seen some car lights. And when car lights come down the road, sometimes that happens all day, all night long. But I was up, and they seemed not to pass the house. So I stood up, and I walked to the kitchen, looked out the window, and I seen a sheriff officer and a woman, which I figured was from social service, but I didn't see my son. Well, I went to the door and opened the door. First person in the house was John. And they came and said, the officer introduced himself. He said, this is so-and-so from social services, Ann, I think he said. And she looked at me. It was the same woman that was here the day before. And she said the doctor had done a complete CAT scan.
Okay, how do we give us how you want any lawyers or anybody that wants to try to help you with a lawsuit against these people? What's the contact, sir? How should people contact you?
Okay, my telephone number is 970-984-3283.
Give it out again, please, sir.
970-984-3283.
Tom, it's a nightmare you went through, and the things that all happened to us when we were children now are great high crimes in the nanny state. But we'll follow your case as it develops. Thank you for spending time with us.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Okay, trying to help those people, trying to bring you that story. Now, I canceled the next guest, so we've got an hour and a half together, or an hour and 25 minutes now, so we can take calls, cover the Ron Paul news. For folks that just joined us, I could yell, I could scream, I could jump up and down. Words do not describe the open, in-your-face magnitude of what happened on so many fronts. Let me just recap with the evidence that isn't the strongest, but normally it is just ironclad, in-your-face, you know there's fraud. And I have all these articles in front of me. They're all over RonPaulWarRoom.com. They're all over PrisonPlanet.com. I've been, again, covering election fraud a lot longer than even Bev Harris. She does it 24 hours a day, and she's the expert, and we love her. My point is, I've been on air 12 years. I've been covering it 12 years. I know all their tricks, okay? So before I give you the latest info, let me just give you the foothills of the big enchilada we're going to be covering. And we just go where it leads us. I don't like Barack Obama. I don't like open borders, anti-gun promoting stuff. We just report the facts, and it looks like, it doesn't look like, the evidence shows he was 15 to 20 points ahead of Hillary Clinton in every poll. There's a whole bunch of them. Magically, he lost by about 6 points. Then you go in and you look at how he lost by 5 to 6 points in all of the Diebold machines, and then he won in the hand ballots. There it is right there. The polls show he's winning. Not just one, not just two. That was the big story the last few days. Barack Obama. He clearly was going to win. Then you've got also the discrepancy, the same thing that happened with Howard Dean when he was winning in other states. Then he gets to New Hampshire, and on the machines, he lost by 10 points. On the paper ballots, he won by 9 points. On average, that's the average. See, they do this over and over, but you say, well, then he should have 50-50. No, it's only 19% have the paper ballots. They're trying to phase those out, too, so that little embarrassment doesn't happen. Then you add to this that Diebold's been caught more times than I got fingers. I mean, I know it's more than 10 times with felons, coke dealers, hackers, vice presidents running whole elections, intelligence operatives, former CIA deputy directors. The other companies, it's the same thing, too. And I've interviewed people that have gone into these offices. It's literally people that have worked there and engineers that have gone public saying they were hired to engage in fraud. I mean, it's black ops. It's private people out of special forces, 35, 40 years old, sometimes 25. And, they've already run ops all over the world. They've already strangled people, run assassinations, flown in the aircraft with the goodies. They don't play games. You understand? These people are hardcore. Hardcore. I'm going to say it again. Hardcore. And Bev Harris is about to break that one of the execs, she's reporting, within the company that runs 81% of the voting in New Hampshire, is a convicted cocaine trafficker and involved in previous election fraud. Well, I mean, of course. How do you think they run these operations? Who do you think runs this country? Now, a couple weeks ago, CIA plane crashes, 3.3 tons of cocaine, pure cocaine, uncut, directly from the source, flying into America. It's all over the Mexican news, nothing in our news. Confirmed tail numbers, everything. CIA torture pilots flying it. What do you think national security breeds? Total anonymity, can't get in trouble, kill whoever you want, do whatever you want. They also hire all these felons because if they ever blow the whistle on corruption, they'll just say, oh, that's a felon. All right, your calls are coming up, so I'm giving you some of the background. Ron Paul was between 12 and 15 points, depending on the poll in New Hampshire. Those were, quote, scientific polls, which evidence shows are even skewed. New Hampshire is 46% independent. We commissioned a Fair-Zoghbi poll, made the actual questions public, unlike the other polls. And Ron Paul won in every demographic of independents except Jews, and he got second place there. So, see, he should be winning that. But even the rigged polls, at 15%, he gets 8. He gets almost half, a little over half of what he should have gotten. Just like Barack Obama's 15, 20 points against Hillary, he loses by 5. You see how they operate? So that right there, Paul should have a recount. Now this. We get contacted by great listeners at RonPaulWarRoom.com. They tell us, hey, the family voted and it showed 0. We went and noticed last night and this morning, all these towns, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0. You'd have 500 votes, 300 votes, 400 votes, thousands of votes, 3,000 votes. It'd show 500 other. Wouldn't say who it was. Definitely Paul and Obama. 200 other, 400 other, 600 other, 200 other, 100 other, 50 other. And the first town we call, Bev Harris calls right before airtime, the first town she calls, they say, oh, yeah, that was a mistake. He got 31. We're going to change that. And then all the maps, that suddenly changes. What about the other towns? And again, I need listeners to go into these official maps, count exactly how many towns say 0, screenshot. I was doing this last night. I had Nemo screenshot and everything. What's been changed? What's been manipulated? They count on you not checking them, not investigating them. We've got to discredit them. I told you we win either way. Ron Paul's going to get cheated. People say, well, then why do you say he should run? We should give money. Because for every dollar you give, he ends up getting about $20, $30, $40 in advertising on Jay Leno, CNN, ABC, the web, every magazine and newspaper. People are finding out about the Federal Reserve, about the New World Order. They're finding his old newsletters where they write that AIDS is engineered bioweapon against blacks, and that the Bilderberg Group is evil, and that they're engaging in homosexual orgies at Bohemian Grove. Yeah, Paul knew that in the 80s. People are looking at these old newsletters and saying, this makes Paul look even better. Of course Paul knows about 9-11. I'm just going to stop there. I'm not going to say any more. And then, of course, they go get people out of his newsletter and then go find writings he did and then spin what they said. Or they have some scholarly thing with top university professors about secession from the British, and they spin it as some Klan rally. It's a thing about 1776, not about the Civil War. All lies, but then you do get to find all the goodies that Ron Paul was writing and the other stuff people were writing back then. Or they spin it and say, I mean, there's just all sorts of spin in there. I read the whole newsletter. They're saying David Duke's bad, but they're saying his states' rights message is scaring the feds. See, they're intellectual arguments and documents saying, yeah, we don't like David Duke, but his states' rights message, which we do agree with, has got him scared. Oh, he likes David Duke. Oh, he likes David Duke. And it turns out he didn't even write that, but when you read it, it's good info. And by the way, they released that on the day of the New Hampshire primary and gave it massive TV coverage everywhere. The sniveling creature, I didn't even recognize this Monday when I was talking about him on Tucker Carlson attacking Paul, and I was attacking him saying he was spinning and lying. I'd forgotten that. I went, wait a minute. Didn't that guy call me to my producer? And he said, yeah, he pulled up his name in the email, and we got his emails right here saying, oh, this is a piece about the Ron Paul movement, just its momentum. And I called him. I said, you promise it's not a hit piece? And he said, I promise you, sir, it's just about how his campaign's growing. And I said, you promise? And I said, look, I know it's a hit piece. Just don't think you fooled me. I'll still give you the interview. And then in my own experience, he says in there, in fact, I forgot that. I don't have time to pull it up. Aaron, will you bring me the New Republic piece, please? Will you bring me the New Republic piece? I don't have it. Thank you, sir. The New Republic piece, will you print it off for me? I don't have it. Thank you. I meant to read the actual quote. The reason I'm going to get into the fraud in a minute, but this is important background. This is more of the fraud. It says, Alex Jones believes that Governor Pataki has a plan to kill everyone on 80%. And Jones believes the elites will merge with computers and become cyborgs to fly to distant planets. That's not what I said. I said the elite are total lunatics, that the head of the United Nations UNESCO Department, Julian Huxley, with his quotes in the film, founded transhumanism as a front for crypto-eugenics. And that he was the founder, admitted founder of transhumanism. I'm not saying all transhumanists are bad. Most of you don't know what your founders are. By the way, Michael Crichton does and writes about it, but side issue. I'm really excited to learn he knows about all this stuff independently of me. Very exciting. In fact, probably before me. But again, he's a surgeon, scientist, 170 IQ, and made $1 billion writing books. So I guess he is smarter than me and probably knew. The point is, this stuff's real. Michael Crichton knows about it. Oh, that's exciting. I thought I was the only one. But anyways, in the media, that is. A lot of you know, of course. You knew 50 years ago, a lot of you. But I'm digressing. It then says, Jones believes they fly around in outer space. Totally insane. That's not what I said. I said they believe. Those were quotes from Ray Kurzweil, who also calls for world government. Ray Kurzweil writes about how they're going to merge with technology, and then that the elite will basically have multiple copies of themselves and will want to explore the galaxy. I quoted them. It's clearly them. And he went in and lied and said that I believe this, and then took clearly excised partial quotes linking them together. You can watch the film. Read the New Republic story, Angry White Man. By the way, there's over 1,000 comments on there, and literally 95% of them are against that twit. They all see right through him. It's all been debunked. It's all lies. By the way, why is Ron Paul writing about AIDS being engineered? Why is Ron Paul doing things like... because he wants to hurt the blacks. That's right. Exactly what I always say. You know, Arnold Schwarzenegger can say he admires Hitler, say it in a film, say he wants to be worshipped like Hitler, dress up in Nazi outfits, hand out Hitler records, hundreds of witnesses, all over the news, video of him saying it, he bought out the rights so that it couldn't be released from the pumping iron people. This is all admitted. It's in my film, Martial Law. And then he's a champion of the ADL because his daddy was a real-life Gestapo captain, that's the equivalent of a colonel, running an entire region of Austria. Arresting people, taking them to be killed, but he's good. But Ron Paul exposes killing blacks with the AIDS weapon, and he's bad. Yep, that's how they operate, ladies and gentlemen. That's how they operate. And Ron Paul in there did write about being a physician and how gays in San Francisco wanted to die. And he knew that in the 80s. How smart. Cover of Rolling Stone 3 years ago admitted that all these gay men want to catch AIDS and die. Not all of them, but all, by all this big group. And how horrible it is And I was talking to a gay writer of a major newspaper, and he was saying how horrible it was that his friends wanted to go out and die. Ron Paul knew that in 1988. He's bad for saying it? That you want to go out and catch AIDS? That's just, that's out of control. That's nihilistic, self-destructiveness, unbelievable. And Ron Paul's bad. Everything that's actually written by him, I agree with. And then there's like five, six newsletters, things that his name was put on. He'd have a gold company, and then he'd have an employee put out some newsletter to a new list, and then it's even taken out of context. Can you imagine Ted Anderson being blamed for everything that's said on 20-something talk shows on this network? And don't worry, he has been blamed for it. Got liberal shows, conservative shows, mainly, you know, libertarian Ron Paul type shows. That's what Ted believes in. But we got a few, you know, fruitcakes on the network. Maybe I'm one of them. Hey, listen, I'm going to get into the big Ron Paul news in all the detail. It's at prisonplanet.com. You need to take this article and cram it down the throat of every newspaper, every talk show, call into every talk show, say, caught red-handed fraud, Ron Paul needs to demand a recount and make a huge stink now. Get it at prisonplanet.com, exclusive. All the details at prisonplanet.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
America is the fattest nation on the planet. The obesity epidemic kills over 300,000 Americans each and every year, and this number continues to rise at an alarming rate. With fast food chains everywhere, eating right is not an easy task. It's time to stop eating those unhealthy meals and fattening snacks. Assure that you and your family do not become a statistic. Introducing the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator brings healthy eating to a whole new level. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits, vegetables, fish, and beef quickly and easily. The Excalibur Dehydrator is perfect for vegetarians, vegans, and those who want to cut out the unnecessary salt, fat, and preservatives in most foods found at the grocery store. Gardeners, you'll love how much time and money you'll save making your own herbs and spices from your own kitchen. Hunters, keep your cash and make your own jerky from home. It's amazing all the uses you'll find with your new Excalibur Dehydrator. Call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Don't want no shackles.
Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. sit down with Big Brother. Don't like those RFIDs.
That's Jimmy Vaughn.
Got the blues about my freedom. Got the blues about tyranny.
And if you got tyranny in the voting process, you got nothing.
I got the blues about
That's okay.
My
We're educating
freedom.
The public about it right now.
Got the blues about
We're showing
tyranny.
Everybody what's going on.
I sat down with Big Brother.
Your call's coming up, ladies and gentlemen. Bev Harris with new reports coming up in about 40 minutes. We're also going to have some of the folks on who voted and then showed up zero, but they've been told by the county that it was all an accident, and they're even kind of believing them right now. Come on, folks. Come on, man. They did it all over New Hampshire. Do you really think in places with 500, 1,000 votes, 300 votes, that Ron Paul didn't get one stinking vote? It's all over the state. Do you think Obama's 15, 20 points ahead and he loses? Come on! Come on! This stuff didn't used to happen until they put these machines in. The head clerk of the New Hampshire town of Sutton has been forced to admit that Ron Paul received 31 votes, yet when the final amount was transferred to the summary sheet and sent out to the media, the total was listed as zero. The fiasco throws the entire primary into doubt and could lead to a recount. And I'm telling you, I look at strategy, Ron Paul has got to go for a recount because, A, there's evidence of fraud, he's got to do the right thing. B, it'll bring massive attention to this, and people will see more counties and more corruption exposed. And it's for our voting process he has to do it. Or he can just forget it. He's going to be cheated in South Carolina. They got even worse machines down there and a bunch of criminals running that as well. As reported earlier today, an entire family voted for Ron Paul in Sutton. And it was your email to us or your post at Ron Paul War Room that caused the investigation to start, now confirmed. Yet when the voting map on the Politico website was posted, the total votes for Ron Paul were zero. Vote fraud expert Bev Harris contacted the head clerk in Sutton, Jennifer Call, who was forced to admit that they had reported zero. See, they did report zero. We need to add that, by the way. Who was forced to admit that 31 votes for Ron Paul were completely omitted from the final report sheet, claiming human error was responsible for the mistake. And it was all over the state, too, wasn't it? I mean, he got 25% in a few areas, 30% in a few. That's where they didn't have the fix in. Two or three votes not counted could be a plausible mistake, but 31 votes for one candidate and showing zero? The classic method for rigging a hand count is to write the wrong number on the form, Harris told Alex Jones' show. They are continuing everything. They're counting everything in public real nice, but fill out a form in public real nice, and then they transfer it to another form, and they call that a summary sheet, and then that is the one they send in. So you have it showing 31 votes. I don't believe that. It was probably, at 50%. And then magically it's zero, explained Harris. What happened is she then did not transfer the number correctly and put zero instead of 31. That is unacceptable as an answer. It certainly is. I accidentally put $100 out of the cash register in my pocket, boss. I promise it's an accident. With hundreds of precincts now reporting, the map originally listed zero votes for Ron Paul, as you can see below, and now has been updated to reflect the 31 votes Paul actually received. Man, why did I tell Nemo to screenshot that last night? I just had a feeling. I was just... By the way, folks, I get emails, people thinking I'm arrogant, or Daily Paul has big discussions about am I arrogant. I'm upset. I'm in, like, pick up, chairs and throw them through window mode. I take it real serious when criminals are stealing our elections. And you hear me get up here, and you think I'm putting on a macho man Randy Savage act. This is how I actually feel, okay? Okay? I'm mad, okay? You should be mad, too.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew.
Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.